All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It's finally here, opening day 2024, and we got a lot to talk about. Not only the pinstripe debuts for Juan Soto and Marcus Stroman, but also Jonathan Loaisiga headed to the shelf for about 2 months at least. My recap, your reactions coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Happy home opener to those of you who celebrate. I know a lot of people take the day off of work to watch the Yankees home opener. Tough day for the Yankees. They obviously lose 3-0, shut out for the first time since I believe they said 1967 in the home opener. You know, good to see the pinstripe debut of Juan Soto, but he had a tough day, 0 for 4, couple of strikeouts. Marcus Stroman, home debut, was pretty phenomenal. Verdugo was making his home debut. John Birdie, too. Birdie actually played pretty well. Outstanding performance from Marcus Stroman, who has been absolutely phenomenal as a Yankee. But the offense just did not help him out tonight, came up short. So let's go ahead and put up the full game highlights. There's not a lot of great highlights. There's no offensive highlights, really. But there was an earthquake at Yankee Stadium before the game, in case you missed it. I saw it reported by the Weather Channel's Twitter account, which made me wonder, is an earthquake really weather? Is it? If you believe Creedence Clearwater Revival, I guess it falls under the same category as lightning. And that category is bad times today, which definitely applies. I'm always trying to open up the voicemail show with a joke. And yesterday I had Billy Joel as part of it. And so I feel like most people would know who Billy Joel is if you're a Yankees fan. He's an iconic New York musician. And so today we go Creedence Clearwater Revival. I feel like that might go over a few people's heads. But it's my podcast, and I can make obscure references if I want to. Croissant says his house shook. I was through one earthquake. I believe it was 2014, 2015, something like that. Maybe a little bit earlier. I was outside, and there was a giant spider on my window. And I was looking at the spider and trying to identify what kind of spider it was and whether or not I wanted to or how I was going to get rid of it or if I was going to squish it. I usually don't squish them. I usually just move them. And then I noticed that the window was shaking. The window was rattling. And I was like, oh, man, wind is blowing my window. I got to get that window fixed. And then when I went inside, I saw that everybody was texting me, did you feel the earthquake? Yada, yada, yada. Anyway, before we get to the recap, few things that we got to talk about. Breaking news before the game. Jonathan Loaisiga, off the menu. No more lasagna until at least June. He's out with another elbow injury, flexor strain. I'm of the opinion that the guy's just too small to throw as hard as he does. And the Yankees need to stop relying on him every season. Usually he gives us a few good outings before he gets injured, but he always ends up getting hurt. So, look, some guys aren't built to execute the skill set they possess. He's like the pitching version of Byron Buxton. Immense talent, but his body just will not hold up. Terrence actually texted me today. He predicted Tommy John surgery, and then he said, you know, he's going to be a free agent. So, you know, have we seen the last of Johnny Lasagna? We'll see. It's possible. Yankees also signed Rougned Odor to a minor league contract before the game. You wonder why. Is it just because of Yorbit Vivas's injury? Yorbit Vivas has a fractured orbital bone, is going to be out for a while, so you need some infield depth. But Rougned Odor, really? We're going to try that again? Also, since it's opening day at Yankee Stadium, I want to share a few of my opening day memories since there's not a lot of offense to talk about today. 96 was the snow game. We had Andy Pettit on the mound pitching. Johnny Damon was a young Royal in that game, and it was snowing. It was crazy. 98, the Yankees won 17-13 against the A's, so 30 combined runs. That was outstanding. 2003, Hideki Matsui in the freezing cold hit a grand slam against the Twins into the right field bleachers. My buddy AJ Przinski behind the plate on that one. In 2003, Hideki Matsui. Sorry, I repeating the same note. In 2005, it was a rematch between the Yankees and the Red Sox from the 04 ALCS, and Randy Johnson was on the mound for the Yankees pitching against David Wells for the Red Sox. That was interesting. And for some reason, 09 was big for me. That was the three-run home run from Luke Voit to center field. And I enjoyed briefly, the briefest part of Josh Donaldson's Yankees career was when he walked off opening day a couple years ago. So anyway, a couple more items before we get to the recap. First of all, this episode is sponsored. In fact, this entire series is sponsored by NordVPN. If you want to get around Major League blackouts and you want to protect your identity, you can watch the games on MLB TV no matter where you are if you have a good VPN. And NordVPN is the way to go. It's the one I use. It works well. The link is in the description of this video on YouTube. And as soon as the show is over, I'm going to get the top comment. If you're listening, it's nordvpn.com/NYYRecaps. If you use that link, you'll get 4 months free on a 2-year plan and 3 months free on a 1-year plan. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied with the product. So NordVPN, our sponsor for the series. Make some noise for NordVPN. Also, right around the time that the earth was quaking, we lost our dog CeCe. So all super chats that come through today will be donated to the ASPCA to help shelter dogs like CeCe find homes. Or I would encourage you just to donate directly there. I don't need your money. So, you know, and YouTube doesn't need your money. They take a cut. So if you want to just make a donation today, I'll appreciate it. It will go on the honor system. ASPCA is the way to go. All right, so let's talk about the game.
All right, let's go. Let's get it going.
FG says they made Kikuchi look like Sandy Koufax. That they did. Both teams were quiet early. Yankees were quiet all game, but very nice piece of hitting from Anthony Volpe in his first at bat. Got gunned down trying to steal second base. Great throw by Alejandro Kirk, who had 3 hits. So I don't know if the Jays have a version of this where they give away a belt, but he would probably get it if I were handling that podcast. Very nice piece of hitting by Volpe, though, today. Actually, a couple of them. Jeterian hits. Jeter had about 1,500 of those hits exactly like that. About half his hits were to the opposite field. Birdie made a nice defensive play at third base on a slow roller from Guerrero in the top of the third. He also made a couple of nice plays on other slow rollers. I feel like he comes in on the ball very well, got a good arm. He also made an error, so good with the bat. Interesting that Cabrera was out of the lineup today, as hot as he's been swinging the bat, but with a lefty on the mound, probably not a great matchup if he's not good at hitting right-handed. And, you know, I like what I see so far from Birdie. He had a base hit, got good speed, good compact swing. I think he's going to be a good player. Yankees threatened in the bottom of the third inning, but Giancarlo struck out with 2 runners on base. It was the second strikeout of the game for him, and that gave him 13 strikeouts and 25 at-bats to begin the season.
Curveball. Bats are free.
I know he's a slow starter, but that is really bad. That is Joey Gallo territory at this point. Hard to imagine that he's still hitting cleanup, even against lefties. The main takeaway for me today was, despite the offense sucking, Marcus Stroman was phenomenal. He pitched great once again. The Blue Jays offense has been ass this year, but still, he whacks that ass. 6 shutout innings. I've been nothing but impressed with him as a pitcher, as a competitor. I love the shimmy after a big strikeout. I love the glove pounding. I want guys to pitch with emotion. It gets me hyped up as a fan watching, whether I'm in the ballpark or watching on TV. It's clear from watching him that he knows how to pitch. He threw 6 different types of pitches today, and he was hitting his spots with all of them. Tons of movement, tons of downward sink. You see lots of soft contact. He kept Volpe busy. And on the season, 2 games, 0 ERA, that's 12 innings with no earned runs. Now, he did allow a couple of unearned runs last time out, but no earned runs, 7 hits, 3 walks, and 10 strikeouts. And, you know, you can see the late movement he gets. So far, so good for Marcus Stroman. Let me know what you think of Stroman so far in the chat, but I'm loving what I'm seeing from Mr. Marcus. I think that's a great pivot from Blake Snell if you're not going to sign Blake Snell. Unfortunately, Caleb Ferguson came in to the top of the 7th and immediately served up a solo home run.
Hey, try not to give up any home runs on the way through the parking lot. Hey, you,
That gave the Blue Jays a 1-0 lead. They got a couple of more runs on pass balls or wild pitches, just bad pitches. I thought Dennis Santana pitched pretty effectively out of the bullpen today, and Birdie was a little bit wild. So, you know, tough day if you're a Yankees fan. They drop the home opener 3-0.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Brian Cutler says, I can't do another season of no offense. Let's pray. Also, Stanton's struggles hurt so much to watch. It is difficult to watch Stanton right now. You know, we had high hopes that the increased flexibility would be good for his overall game, but being more flexible doesn't help you identify a slider better. He still can't hit a breaking ball. Charlie Moore says, Kirk gets 3 hits, just a punch in the stomach, pretty much pushing itself into the strike zone. Trevino was horrible. Catcher number 2 from here on. Yeah, Trevino didn't have the greatest day. He was 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Tried to throw a ball that was way too late. Let some balls get by that probably could have been blocked. But, yeah, I'm in favor of Wells getting the bulk of the playing time just because he's got more offensive upside. Champagne Athlete says, Stanton and Jose need to kick rocks. And then Brian Cutler says, bad pitching by Birdie or bad catching by Trevino? Who is more to blame? Well, I don't think they were great pitches, but having not studied them closely, like frame by frame, like the Zapruder film, I can't tell you who's necessarily at fault. I believe that they were called wild pitches. So, and Birdie had an error. So Birdie had no idea where the hell he was throwing the ball today. Birdie had 3 wild pitches. Hey, congrats. Congrats. 3 wild pitches. So tough day for the Yankees on their home opener. William Kelly wants to fire Boone already.
I'm gonna be over here like winning.
Javier Velez says, Wells needs more playing time. I am one of those people who's very much of the opinion that if you call up a young player, you should let them play. You should let them get as much playing time as you can possibly give them. Now, sometimes that's a little bit different for a catcher because some top pitchers have their personal catcher. Like, you know, last year, Gerrit Cole wanted to throw to Ben Rortfett, you know, so he didn't get Wells as many chances back there. But, you know, Wells is one of your 2 catchers. He's got a lot of offensive upside. He's only going to get better if you keep playing him. And now's the time where you want him taking those lumps, getting those learning pains out of the way, growing pains, I should say, out of the way before the season gets too far along. You know, you don't want him struggling in July and August when everybody's supposed to be in midseason form. Now, today was a tough day to hit. It was cold. You could tell everyone was frigid. But, you know, Blue Jays got a home run. Yankees should be able to do it. Anyway. Red Hawk Mitchell says, as a Canadian, I hate when the Yanks lose to the Jays. I do too. I 100% agree with that. Not just because they're a division rival, but I find their fans to be especially annoying.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Charlie Moore says, Wells, please, and we are in agreement.
Yes! Hell yeah!
Simmerman says, need Judge to kick off. He is the tailsman and the boogeyman for the opposition. You saw what he did in the final game in Arizona. He pretty much won the game by himself, except for Verdugo. You know, he had the 2-run home run, and then he had the RBI double. I think he accounted for 3 of the Yankees' 6 runs. When he's red hot, nobody can stop him. But he's notoriously a slow starter. Even the year that he hit 62 home runs, he got off to a slow start. He's somebody that definitely heats up with the weather. I feel like as a big muscle-bound guy, and this applies to Giancarlo Stanton too, in the cold weather, you're just a little bit more stiff, you know? It's the athletes who play really well in cold weather. That's just my observation over the years. I don't have any scientific data to back that. But if you look at, let's just take a look at the team. Volpe. Volpe's not a big muscle bound guy. He's a pesky little athlete. Alejandro Kirk, not a muscle bound guy. You know, these are guys that just nice and loose. So anyway, Rotunda says Gallo, Hicks, Stanton. So like he's saying that Stanton is the new Gallo and Hicks, only making a lot more.
Oh!
Elliot Johnson, not concerned, says Soto and Judge are both notorious slow starters. Don't worry. Yes, and I agree. They are slow starters. But we're at the point now. We're about 10 games in. Time to get going. You know, that's about 40, 50 at-bats pretty soon. How many at-bats does Stanton have? Let's see. Stanton's maybe a little unfair because he's sat down a couple of times. But MLB.com is showing him as 3 for 24, hitting 125. So another 25 at-bats maybe for Stanton, unfortunately. Judge, I feel like he's close. He's got 30 at-bats before he really gets going. So, hopefully they'll get going as the weather heats up over the next couple of weeks. And the Yankees can sneak out some wins in between there. So Jared Green says they can't hit if they don't play. I would apply that to Austin Wells, too. I appreciate that. Robert Ryan says Stanton does look stiff at the plate. He's looked stiffer in more recent days. In spring training, I thought he looked more flexible. You saw a lot of those low pitches, and he was bending those legs and going down and getting that pitch, which he hadn't been doing for a long time. But we saw it more in spring. Now he's just missing. I mean, he's just missing the ball. I mean, what are you going to do? Steve says Kirk plays well for an Ewok.
You're a funny guy.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Andrew Calabria says we either win or get shut out. There's no in between. Yeah, the Yankees in their losses, no runs, either game. That's a statistical anomaly, right? By the way, Volpe, 2 for 4 today, continues to hit, made a couple of nice defensive plays. He's now hitting .423 on the season. Look, if we sit back and look at the team as a whole, a lot of positives. A lot of positives so far. Volpe looks like a completely different player. This John Birdie guy looks pretty good. Couple of really nice, snazzy plays on defense. And then if we're talking about pitching, I mean, once again, we got to love what we got from Marcus Stroman. 2 starts, 0 ERA. And as we look through his stuff today, you see the low and in sinker. I mean, this is the nastiest move. And look at the spin on that baseball, diving low and in. Spotted, down and in corner. Here's another pitch, outside, just enough downward sink, can't get on top of it. He's going to keep the ball in the ballpark. He pitches in the bottom third of the zone, and almost everything is moving and moving downward. See the soft ground ball to Volpe there. You see the Greg Maddux inside two-seamer to drop to a lefty for a strike, and then he hits the bottom of the zone there. Terrific. Slider gets popped up, keeping guys off balance. He is a pitcher. He is a veteran pitcher who's been around a long time, and he's still got good enough stuff to get guys out. The question is, can he stay healthy for a full season? He did not last year. If the Yankees can figure out how to do it this year, he's going to be really good. 89 on the outer black right there. I mean, that's just pinpoint. That's beautiful. And I got to say, the slider was filthy. Gets Guerrero with it right there. You love the little shimmy. So, nice job by Stroman. All right, let's get a few more comments in here, and then we'll all kind of go off and do our thing and come back and get it tomorrow. That's
all. I got to get out of here.
Andrew says,
you got to go, you got to go.
I would say Stroman would be a Cy Young candidate, but this guy always seems to fall apart in the second half of the season. And Charlie Moore, with the trifecta, says, Volpe has arrived.
Game over, man. Game over.
I agree. And Gito says, Stroman's going to be special. I think he's got the right temperament to be a success for the Yankees. And, we'll end on a down note because it's that kind of day. Ethan Leonardo says, the Yankees have 2 games in which they have scored 0 runs and they've only played 8. So only 25% of their games are getting shut out. Corsi says, sorry about the dog. Yes, we lost Cece. You've probably seen her in the background a lot. She's been in the reel today. Tough day, tough morning. We knew it was coming. We made the appointment last night. And honestly, it's been one of the toughest days in my life. You know, we lost one of our cats during the ALCS a couple years ago. And the Yankees got shut out by the Astros that day. And that was a beloved cat of mine. You know, the longer you do something, the more time, you know, things like that come up in life where you have to keep functioning, even though you're not in the best mental space. Penn Jillette's my favorite podcaster. He's also a great magician. And he talks all the time about how he had to do shows the night his mother died, the night his sister died, and how, you know, working is a good way to kind of, you know, focus on something else for a while. So that's what I'm trying to do today. So sorry if I was a little bit downtrodden. You know, tough day for the Yankees. But I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully in better spirits with a Yankees win. Until then, I'll see you next time.